my church, we often have homeless people attending our service. Now, the statistics are these. Over 90% of the people who live rough on the streets in our area either suffer from mental illness or drug addiction or both. A man's been attending recently, and honestly, I'm not sure when was the last time that he had a bath or a shower. But let me tell you, it's been a long time. Frankly, it's quite difficult to sit within a few feet of this guy because of the strong odour. Now, at the same time, we've had a movie director attending our church as well. He's out from Hollywood to shoot and produce a movie that's soon to be released on the big screen. He's quite an unassuming guy. If you met him on the street, you'd never pick him for what he is. So would it surprise you to know that the people in the church treated those two men quite differently? I'm not being judgmental, I'm simply stating fact. After all, I'm one of those people. I wonder which of those two men would Jesus have taken out to lunch after the church service? James chapter 2, beginning at verse 2. Suppose someone comes into your meeting wearing very nice clothes and a gold ring. At the same time, a poor person comes in wearing old, dirty clothes. You show special attention to the person wearing the nice clothes. You say, "Sit here in this good seat." But you say to the poor person, "Stand there, sit on the floor by our feet." Does this show that you think some people are more important than others? You set yourself up as judges who make bad decisions. As hard as it is for us to live this out, the truth is that Jesus loves that smelly homeless man and the movie director exactly the same. Well, perhaps not exactly the same, because when he walked this earth, Jesus showed a clear preference for spending time with the poor and the marginalized, the smelly, dirty lepers with their pus-filled sores, the prostitutes and the tax collectors whom people scorned. He hung around with the flotsam and jetsam of society. That's who Jesus is. That's who God is. So let me ask you again, which of those two men would Jesus have taken out to lunch after church? That's God's word, fresh for you today.